Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today if you're into cool actors. Or films. We got a cool actor, Cesar De La Torre, coming into the studio. Forgive me, because I do have a friend named Oscar. Cesar De La Torre coming into the studio. But before that, we do have some little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, you could go to our main production website, which is at www.starroastentertainment.tv. That's www.starroastentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to, you know, email us a nice, maybe some comments, or you like the music we're going to be playing, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, if you want to hit us up on socials or hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram, TYRONETANN, and then official. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. Without further ado, we're going to be we have such a special guest that I thought we'd bring on two guest co-hosts for the hour. We have our seasoned guest co-host that's been here for a bit. He is a dear friend, actor. He's actually in one of my latest features, and then we're going to be working on something soon as well that we're talking about. But here he is, my dear friend, actor. Louis Delgado, welcome back.
How you doing?
Cool. And into the studio for the first time, he is a voice artist, and he's coming here. We've been working on this, trying to get him on for a while, and he's going to be joining us as the guest co-host, so to speak. He is a voice artist. His name is Jacob Vigil into the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. Well, welcome, guys.
Awesome.
Well, cool. Well, Louis, you know, you kind of been around the old hat kind of thing. This is all kind of, been there, done that, right? I'm surprised you're even here, because, you know,
it's always good to be here.
Well, first of all, tell how you been since the last time you were. Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good, actually. Yeah.
The rain been...
I love the rain once in a while.
You like the rain?
Yeah, I take a shower out there.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Save water, conserve water, right?
Okay, cool. And then if you don't mind, we're going to, pass the torch a little bit to Jacob Vigil, correct? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that because I, for some reason, I always thought, because, we've known each other for a bit, it was Vigil, but it's Vigil. It's spelled V-I-G-I-L.
Yeah, it's spelled as Vigil because it's like a candle vigil, but it's actually Hispanic. It's actually a Spanish last name.
Oh, wow. So you have a Latin descent?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If you saw my dad, you would not think he was my dad.
Okay. Well, what's your background in general?
Say it again?
What's your background in general?
Background in general? Everything white from my mom's side is mutt, and then I have Italian, and then I am Hispanic.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, first time here. Well, again, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell the aunts a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am a voice actor. I have been working in the industry professionally for 2 years, working on foreign dubbing in English for foreign TV and film. But my main dream is to do animation.
Okay.
I've been discovering voiceover for over 7 years now, into animation, to video games, to anime, to every single possible way of the word, even impressions too. I do a bunch of impressions as well.
Can you enlighten us with some a little bit?
If you're a good fan of Looney Tunes, you might know Marvin the Martian from the Looney Tunes show. Isn't that lovely?
Okay, awesome.
You might have a similar thing when you throw Christopher Walken. You might have some different celebrities in the show, or you might even have a political person. You might even have Bill Clinton on the show sometimes because he loves watching Top Gun in the Oval Office every day of his life.
Okay, awesome. What got you into anime or voiceover?
When I was a kid, I didn't really have a lot of friends, so I would always just watch a lot of cartoons, and so cartoons were kind of my escape from the reality of the world, and I saw how much joy it brought to me, and I just like want to do that for every single generation that I can until I croak.
Wow. Is there someone that inspired you?
Oh, definitely. There is Mel Blanc, the OG of voiceover. Okay, yeah. He was literally the OG voice of everybody in Looney Tunes. Like, literally, when he died, 7 people had to take over his one job.
Wow. Who, as of this generation, is there a voice artist that you love?
There's a lot of them. In this generation where I grew up, it was James Arnold Taylor. It was Jim Cummings. It was Rob Paulsen, Jess Harnell. It was D. Bradley Baker. It was Jeff Bennett. It was all these wonderful, beautiful names. And I'm actually really, really proud of this one guy that I actually know very personally, the new voice of Bugs Bunny in Daffy Duck and Marvin the Martian, Eric Bauza.
Oh, yeah. Good guy. I met the guy. Really nice guy.
He was a young fire starter when I first like looked into animation and everything, and now he is like blowing up. He has his own show now.
That's awesome.
You know, it's called Stay Tuned. It's in a Canadian website, yeah. So you kind of have to BitTorrent it a little bit, but it's phenomenal. It's like the best adaptation for animation community I've ever seen.
Awesome. So give us a quick rundown of maybe a little demo of things with so we can just close our eyes, or the audience can close their eyes. Well, they can't even see right now. But maybe you could get maybe a little story of something with different voices, just to kind of give us a tidbit.
You can literally do the best thing about voiceovers. You can do literally read anything. Like, I have a water bottle in my hand. Okay. I'm going to make this as dramatic as possible.
Okay.
Arrowhead from 1894. It's 100% mountain spring water.
And you know the thing about that is the guy that produces sourced in California. Because you know why California has less water? Forget about it. You don't got to worry about it.
But it also says that the cap is a small part and poses a choking hazard. So don't eat the cap, children. It'll not be good.
That's awesome. Well, bravo.
Thank you.
So, are you working on anything currently or anything that you get stuff that people check your work out on?
I am working on doing my voiceover classes now that I now do private coaching.
Oh, that's awesome.
Basically intro to voiceover, basically getting to know like the nooks and crannies of it to get like a jump start to where I was, where I should have, to where I was when I first started.
Okay.
I want to give that to the same people.
Oh, awesome. So how could people check that out?
You can go on my Instagram, Jacob V. Hill, VO. I have links in my bio. I also have all my story highlights that show private coaching, and I also have weekly classes sometimes that come around, so make sure to sign up for those.
So it's Jacob? They just go at?
It's JACOBVIGILVO in Instagram.
So that's Jacob V. Hill,
VO.
JACOB. Is there an underscore or no? Just
nope.
VIGIL. JACOBVIGIL.
VO.
VO.
Mm-hmm.
Voice. Oh, so Jacob VO voiceover.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jacob V. Hill, VO.
Yes.
So JACOBVIGIL and then VO standing for voiceover. So check him out. You got a website? That's all there?
No, I don't have a website yet, but it will be coming soon.
Okay, cool. Well, again, check out his work. Check him out if you like him, and yeah, that's cool. And it's weekly classes, monthly classes, or how does it?
I do. So it's coming out sort of like this. It comes out the 24th through 26th. These amount of classes, but if they go really well, then I might be doing more. But I always do private coaching whenever somebody needs it.
Awesome. So what's a tidbit you could give them an idea of what they might get in store for?
The best thing about my classes that I just kind of let you understand the process of acting with your voice, but also letting the voice find you. So when I say people are like, oh, I don't know how to do voices, you are in your car on a commute to work, 30 minutes, just play around with your voice. Make as many different noises as you can. Stop where that noise is and just start talking.
Mm.
And it'll start building your process of how to create characters. Because that one tone from that different sound is going to be entirely different from the last sound you did the last time you were in the car.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. Well, again, Jacob V. Hill, appreciate it. Well, you're going to be sticking around, and then you're going to be joined with Louis Delgado, and we're going to be bringing in this guest of the hour. But I don't know if you know, before that, did you get the memo?
The memo, yep.
The memo is the guest co-host of the hour. Since we got two, but we're going to parlay this to you to see if we're going to talk about some movie reviews. Have you seen any movies or TV shows or anything like that that's out there, whether in the theater
I
or?
I have seen some TV shows, and it's actually going to be, you know, prior to what I am is anime, and I watched this one anime called Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. Have you heard of that, Lewis?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Chainsaw
so
Master?
Okay. So before I go to before he talks about what he thinks, here's a little synopsis thanks to IMDb here. Again, here it's called Chainsaw Man, and it's on what is this on? It's on
it's actually on a bunch of other things. We have that they have Crunchyroll, but then I also found it on any website. You just look up anime subbed or dubbed.
Okay, so
subbed is like, you know, just the title of like the original band with the Japanese or Asian descent of the audio, but then dubbed is basically they take that and they dub it in English, okay. Which is what I do.
Okay, so again, here's a little quick synopsis. Thanks to IMDb, it's called Chainsaw Man. He goes, following a betrayal, a young man left for the dead is reborn as a powerful devil-human hybrid after merging with his pet devil and is soon enlisted into an organization dedicated to hunting devils. Does that sound right? Is that
it's
starring, I guess, the voices of, I might botch this, so I do forgive me, Kikunosuke Toya, Ryan Colt Levy, Tomori Kusunoki, and a plethora of great other voice artists in this. There's a lot. So I have not gotten to see it. Lewis hasn't gotten to see it. Tell the audience, what do you think about it?
Oh, wow. It was a different experience from all the other animes that I've watched because this one had the emotion and drive of like a betrayal and like loss, but it was also a thing of like discovering yourself in this whole new world and not wanting to, you know, not wanting to go back to where you used to be. And I think it's a lot of that understanding of personal growth as well. But it gets to the point where you forget about some of those symbolisms and messages because the absolute artwork of this anime is fantastic.
Mm.
Everything that they do is straight out to just explore different things that anime has not done yet.
Awesome. And how did you come across this particular anime?
Actually, a friend recommended it to me. Actually, when you said Ryan Levy, I know him.
Okay.
Yeah, I work
Ryan Colt Levy?
I work with him in certain projects that I've actually done for Netflix and Disney, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, so is this something you would highly recommend to people checking it out?
Oh, yeah, 110%.
Okay, so you could find it. It's out there. I don't know how.
It's on Hulu and Amazon.
Okay,
Hulu,
cool.
Hulu, Amazon.
It's called Chainsaw Man. It's and it's an anime. Japanese anime?
Is it?
Okay, awesome. So check it out. Again, Jacob Vigil recommends checking out Chainsaw Man. All right. So I don't know, Jacob, if you got the other memo. The other memo is normally I'll pass this over to Lewis, but you know you're going to have the honors this time. Do you, by any chance, or maybe we do have to go to Lewis? Do you, by any chance, prepared a way for the guest of the hour? To make him feel welcome. Like what I mean by that, sometimes we bring people in on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, etc. Did you by any chance prepare or arrange a way to bring in this guest of the hour? It's a pretty cool guest, so I thought
yeah,
we'd want to bring him in kind of special. What way? Or we could go to our backup plan, which is Lewis.
Here's my plan. I did 7 hot air balloons.
Oh, wow.
The same thing, compacted into one, where he could have basically a hot air balloon apartment, so that when he flew in, he could just, you know, relax, have a drink, play some video games, you know, have a little bit of a nap, and then when he was ready to go, he's ready to be on the mic.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I don't think, Lewis, have we ever, through the years, I don't think we brought anyone what are they called? Balloons?
It's because you never brought me in.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. we're bringing him in. What are they called? What are they?
Just 7 hot air balloons tied all together to make a hot air balloon apartment. You're
okay,
welcome, guys.
7 hot air balloons. Okay. I don't think we've never done that. So again,
rent
so what we're going to be.
It's not cheap.
So what we're going to do, I guess, Lewis is going to open up the hatch of the studio, of the roof, mm-hmm. and then I guess you're going to whistle in, I guess they're going to launch him from across that way. I think I saw that hovering, so I think it's going to be kind of special. Bring him in on some on some balloons mm-hmm. into the studio. Now, I don't know if you know a little bit about him. He's an actor named Cesar De La Torre. He's in this new movie. It's awesome. Called Angry Neighbors, as well as he's been on a show called Leverage and a lot of other stuff. But we're going to get to know a little bit more about Cesar De La Torre when he comes into on these balloons. So yeah, on the count of three, I guess there's someone there going to launch him, or is he just kind of floating around right now?
We got a crash pad right here.
He's going to go from the balloon. So from mm-hmm. over there. So on the count of three, we'll whistle him in. Okay, on the count of three. Okay. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. There he comes on these 7 hot air balloons. coming into the studio. Okay, here he's flying. Oh, he's coming down. He's taking some selfies. Just fans throwing some roses at him. He's trying to sign some autographs. They're like throwing balls of paper. He's signing them. There he is, coming down on these hot air balloons, coming into the studio, landing safely. Here he is. Oh, we got some fans like coming up to him now, signing some autographs. Here he is. Here he is, coming in safely into the studio. He is an actor from the movies such as Angry Neighbors. He's also in a show called Leverage. He's going to be appearing in Leverage. Here he is. Welcome to the show, actor Cesar De La Torre.
Ooh. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Welcome, Cesar De La Torre, to StarCinema.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, you know, to be here. You know, it's a pleasure for me. Wow, what a
yeah, look at all the blues.
Welcome.
Yeah,
wow.
Look at that. Well, thanks to the guest co-host, Jacob Vigil, Vigil, you know, for those weather balloons. We've never had that. I don't know if we just put them into the next around him because it's there's taking up a lot of space right now.
I was amazed with all, you know, the things happening, you know, when I was coming to the studio, like, oh,
yeah, but you ever float? I mean, yeah, look, wow. we had a float you on the air because, you know, there's so many fans out there. They're trying to reach for you. And then they're like, you know, it's just really, you know, we had to take precaution. You know, we had to make safety measures. We didn't want to, you're a delicate person, so to speak. You know, we don't want them tearing your clothes off and everything like that.
Thank you for all the security, man. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jacob. You know, Jacob, good
thank
call.
You, Jacob.
Awesome. Always travel by flight.
So again, we got, and is it Cesar or Cesar? Do you like?
What do you prefer?
I would say
Caesar, right?
Was it Caesar?
Would you tell me Cesar?
I don't know. I for some reason, Cesar kind of felt cool.
When you call me Cesar, it sounds more like more like in my language. You know what I mean?
So, Cesar De La Torre, and you go.
I would feel more like comfortable that we are really good friends, okay. Brothers.
Okay,
I mean?
So is Cesar better than Caesar? Or what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So Cesar, and it's De La Torre.
De La Torre. Exactly.
Like, so and you got to roll those R's. Because I have a friend, which I kind of like little... that Freud didn't sip earlier because I have another dear friend. He was a guest here. His name is Oscar De La Torre. And so my instinct, he's the only other De La Torre that I know. Like, so when I was like reading it off earlier, or my instinct in my head was introducing, I said Oscar, and then I was like, oh, I caught myself. I was like, oh no, it's Cesar. but you guys are two great fine people and actors, so to speak. So he's a dear friend. So again, it's Cesar De La Torre, who's in there.
Thank you so much.
So cool. Again, welcome to StarCinema.tv and D100.com Radio, and you've been. And then thank you, Jacob Vigil, for bringing him in on those balloons. And Lewis, just thank you for your moral support, man.
My presence is good enough. That's all. I just stay quiet in the corner. Whatever.
So what we want to do, I don't know, Cesar, if your people talk to my people, but we want to start off with hard-hitting questions. So I don't know if they prepared you for this. So here we go with this hard-hitting question.
All right.
Ready? We want the audience to get to know you. Hopefully become even more fans of you already. But if not, hopefully get to know you more. So Cesar, here we go. The first hard-hitting question.
Right.
Where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Maracaibo, Venezuela.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's a mouthful right there. What is it? Yeah. One more time.
Maracaibo, Venezuela.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, it's actually next to Colombia. So,
okay.
I've been in the U.S. like almost 7 years. You know, it's been really good for me here. It's different, but I really enjoy.
Cool.
And I'm loving it here.
Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actor or in the showbiz?
Look, I started like my acting career more than 10 years ago. I was acting in Spanish TV series, soap operas, movies in Venezuela.
Okay.
And then, with all the things happening, I don't know about if you heard about all the things happening in Venezuela about politically, you know. So I have to, you know, think and say, okay, I have to go abroad. You know, I was thinking about maybe I go to Colombia, to Bogota. Maybe I go to Los Angeles. Okay, let's go to Los Angeles.
Okay.
And and then I started from zero here, you know, like going to auditions, you know, studying, watching a lot of movies, you know, and learning the language too, because, you know, I came here 7 years ago, and to learn a new language is not easy.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So awesome. Yeah. For me, it was a challenge, you know, and also working in the industry too. So
out there, when you wanted to be an actor, who was your inspirations? Was it someone from Venezuela, or was it someone from U.S. or like
someone actually from Belgium, Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, because you know I'm black belt in karate, so I always wanted to, you know, like work in movies that I can actually, you know, do some martial arts, you know, and yes. So yeah.
Have you got to meet him yet?
No, not yet, man. So
I have a backstory, but I'm not going to go into it. But I did get to meet him years ago. Nice gentleman, but there's a whole bigger backstory to that. But it's interesting that you mentioned him because not many people do. He's a great talent. It's just interesting that you're the first one that actually, because a lot of people when they say actors, sometimes they'll say, oh, De Niro, you know.
I know.
And then like you're the first one that said actually Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I mean because you know when I was a child, I grew up like actually watching all his movies, you know, and it was really inspiring, you know. I mean the movies that I watched, like Lionheart, you know, and you know
Bloodsport. Was Bloodsport big over there? Bloodsport a big movie?
That was
his first movie, I think, out here. I don't know if it was it big over there.
Yeah. So I mean it was an inspiration for me to do martial arts and also to become an actor.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And was your parents supportive on you when you said you wanted to be an actor? Is that something big out there in Venezuela? When you say, I want to be an actor, is that something people kind of shy away from out there? Like out here, it's common, at least in L.A.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I mean, or were they like, oh, no, so, no.
So my mother, she always supported me, you know. Do what you like. If you want to be an actor, just go for it, you know. But my father, he wanted me to be an engineer.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
That's normal.
And so he wasn't agree that me to leave the city where I was born, to go to the capital of Venezuela to be able to do acting. He was not he didn't want to, you know. So, but anyways, I decided I wanted to be an actor, so I'm leaving. So
okay.
I don't care if you don't. I mean, in a respect.
Yeah, I don't care. He's like, get out of here.
Right, comes in right now. What? The belt.
No, I mean, I was already like 18 years old, you know. So when I decided to do that, but a few years later, when he started watching me in telenovelas, soap operas,
oh, you did
movies,
the telenovelas,
he started like changing his mind. Oh, he was serious, you know.
Oh, I always knew you could make it.
I'm joking. So is telenovela big over there? Like when you're on a soap opera?
Yeah, yeah. It used to be like all the Venezuelan telenovela used to be international. You know, all international telenovelas. You know, I used to work in all like really good telenovelas over there, and also series and movies, like I said. And yeah, so it was a great experience because the amount of script that I have to learn like every day, like a bunch of scenes per day is different than here in the US, you know?
Yeah.
Here, I mean, I've done more like movies than TV series in the US, but I think it was a great experience for me to do all those projects in Venezuela because it got me the training, the memory to memorize all those scripts and all that.
Well, I know I have friends that are on soap operas out here, and they tell me they have to do like sometimes an episode a day.
Yeah.
And it's a very it's a rigorous and mentally, so to speak, because they're learning so much and they're moving another
fast,
state, you know,
yeah.
really good. So when did you decide to go? Okay, you know, I think this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Was there a particular job, acting job you got out in Venezuela, or was it when you finally moved out here, or when you said, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life?
I mean, I wanted to be an actor since I was a teenager. I was doing like a theater on the street, you know, I was going to the schools, like children's schools, you know, and do plays and theater, you know. And then when I was 18, so that's when I decided that I want to do it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to Caracas, Venezuela, and when I decided to come to the U.S., so my first what was the first audition that I got here? For a movie. Ah, okay, yeah. So it was called Assassin's Creed 3, a movie that I did. And you know, after that movie, like, everything started, like happening for me, you know. After that movie, I booked another movie called Black Easter. Then I booked another movie called Muna. Then Angry Neighbors. And a bunch of, like, others in independent movies and other projects too, like series and all that. But like I said, man, it's a big challenge, you know. Still it is, you know, being an actor, because you know the work that, I mean, like, when you finish a job, you don't know if you're gonna have another project, you know. But yeah, you know, thankfully, you know, I've been having all those movies and projects, like you know, after another.
That's
one.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, before we cut the music break, our guest co-host, Jacob Vigils, do you have any questions for Cesar de la Torre on his earlier years, or before we cut into the nitty gritty of his current stuff? Anything that you have any questions you have that, or maybe you think the audience would like to know?
What is your, like, process of how you do your acting? Like, how do you build your characters up? Like, how you look at a script and you're like, okay, this is how I'm gonna play this person. Like, what's your process with that?
Yeah, you know, I study. You know, I Google. You know, like, all the description of the character. For example, if the character is a psychopath or something. You know, I start like thinking about how this character can think, can move, can all that, you know, and I create my own style of the character. And that's a way for me, you know. I start practicing and reading the lines out loud, and suddenly all the things start like happening, you know, and I start discovering things. And that's the way I'm, like, step by step, I build a character.
Beautiful.
Awesome. And Lewis, before we cut the music break,
I was questions. Do you miss, like, the beautiful women from out there? Because they're beautiful women out there. You're close to Venezuela. They have to be beautiful women.
So what's your question?
Is there what's your exact question?
are there obviously there's. Is there a difference? I'm not trying to date. I'm sorry. No, beautiful. I mean, obviously, there's more beautiful women out there, right? Like Venezuela and now there.
Lewis is asking you if you can get him a date.
Yeah. Hey, man, you have to go with me to Venezuela one time. You're going to realize by yourself, you know, how Venezuelan girls are.
That's awesome. That's funny. So what we're going to be doing, again, so Cesar de la Torre, we're going to be cutting to a music break, and we're going to talk more about your new movie. It's called Angry Neighbors. And then also, you were also, because I'm looking at your IMDb here, you have a lot of stuff here, but you got some cool stuff that you just did, like such as Leverage. Mm-hmm. And then Angry Neighbors was a movie coming out, which is out. But we're going to cut to a song. But really quickly, we'd like to also promote your any kind of social medias, websites, or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Cesar de la Torre official in all my platforms, digital platforms. So I will be posting all my stuff, my career, you know.
Okay. So and it's spelled kind of uniquely, at least to what I know. It's Cesar de la Torre is D with a apostrophe.
Yeah,
because I had a friend. I think he goes D E, but you have just the D,
just D,
then apostrophe L A Torre. So D apostrophe L A and then T O R R E. Correct.
Exactly,
so Cesar de la Torre,
oficial, official, but oficial, like, in Spanish.
Oh,
that's how I have my social media.
So it's Cesar de la Torre oficial.
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 Oh, look at Lewis all over. Okay, so what we're going to do, Jacob Vigil, you're going to introduce this song, and we're going to be back more with actor Cesar de la Torre, who's in the new movie Angry Neighbors. So we'll be right back. So, Jacob, do you mind introducing this song?
We'll be right back after these messages, but right now we're doing Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. You got it actually pretty good. You know what?
Yeah. I'll go back to movies.
So what we're going to do again, we're going to introduce this again one more time with Jacob Vigil, and then we're going to be coming back with Cesar de la Torre. One more time. Let's introduce that.
We'll be right back, but now we have Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
All right, cool. And yeah, Jade Pateri was a cool guest on the show. We'd like to always promote a lot of our guests that we can, a lot of our music guests. Again, it's Over You Now by Jade Pateri, and we'll be back more with Cesar de la Torre, actor from the new movie Angry Neighbors, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love love to break my heart? And why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? Call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental. Playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. Over it now. I'm down with feeling down. I pity. I'm just over you now. I'm down, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down. Not pity. I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you. What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating. I'm down, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now.
So that was Jacob. What was that they called one more time?
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
There you go. Oh, he's pretty good. Hey, Lewis, you know what? I don't know. He's just doing pretty good here.
All right.
No. So again, that's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Again, if you like that song, email me. Let me know at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But better yet, if you really like that song, check her out. Check her out on her socials. Check out her songs, I think, on Spotify. She was a wonderful guest on here, a musical guest, and as guest in general. I've interviewed her on the carpets. So again, her name is Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E, P as in Paul, A-T-T. E-R-I, Jade Pateri. She's out there. Check out her music. What'd you think of that song, Jacob? Is that something you like?
Yeah, it was really good.
What kind of
alternative rock type thing? Yeah. You know, like saying, like, you know, I'm over you now. Like, I'm done with you.
Cool. I always feel like it seems like it could be a song in a soundtrack in a movie.
I could definitely see it in a soundtrack.
What about yourself? Is that something, a kind of song that you like? Or what kind of music are you into, Cesar?
I like all kind of music, actually. Yeah, you know, I like rock, balada, you know, reggaeton. I like everything, man.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
okay. I love music.
Do you prefer the music in your home country to the ones in here in the United States, or do you like one or the other?
Well, that's an easy question for me. You know, I prefer Spanish, songs. It's because it's not because I prefer that. It's because it's my first language.
Of course.
You know?
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, that song, is that something you could get into, dance to?
Oh, yeah, of course. Awesome. I get into the mood, you know.
Awesome. Well, cool. We are back with my guest co-host of the hour, actor, Luis Delgado. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And my guest co-host of the guest co-host, voice artist, Jacob Vigil. Welcome back. All right. And then with our guest of the hour, actor from the new movie Angry Neighbors and more, Cesar De La Torre. Welcome back.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
So cool. So, well, before the break, we talked about, you know, how you started off. You're born and raised over in Venezuela. And then you did some telenovelas. You were inspired by people like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
And then you finally came out. When did you transition over here? When did you finally get to come over here?
It was, like I told you, like seven years ago. Yeah.
Okay. And then from that point, what was your first quote unquote American job in the acting world?
My first, to be honest with you, I've been doing like work, you know, jobs like one and one, like after and after, you know.
Yeah.
Don't remember my first job.
You've done
here.
So much here. I mean, you have a lot of stuff here.
I mean, I think it was Boys from the Bar or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, awesome.
I think so. Yeah.
And then, but did you see a different style of American, American acting or on working on film productions out here versus in Venezuela?
Oh yeah, it's totally different. You know, in telenovelas, you know, is everything more like passionate, you know, more like, you know, like love and all that, you know. Here, everybody is killing me in all the movies.
So it went from being a lover to
kill him.
Yeah, awesome.
That's awesome.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So you obviously got a lot of credits. If people want to check you out, go to his like IMDb. Again, it's a Cesar. It's a C-E-S-A-R-D apostrophe L-A-T-O-R-R-E. There's a lot of stuff here. But you just did this movie, which is kind of cool. It's exciting. It's called Angry Neighbors. It's got directed by Warren Brock. It's got Stockard Channing, Ashley Benson, the great Frank Langella, Cheech Marin, Bobby Cannavale. Gosh, you got a lot of great people there. Tell the audience a little bit about what this movie is and your character.
Of course, yeah. This movie, it's a comedy. You know, it's based on the best. This novel book called Laugh and Rising, so they did the movie based on that book. And, you know, this movie is about a multimillionaire that has his own island, you know, and he lives with his dog that talks, you know, and he's the only one that hear the dog. So
and the voice is by
Cheech Marin.
Cheech Marin,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, and he lived in quiet, you know, like in peace until another multimillionaire decided to build a big mansion next to his house. And my character, Jose, is actually the one that make all the noises that bother.
Oh.
Frank Langella, you know, he's the one that living in the island. And, you know, I mean, my character is a happy character. I'm all the time singing, you know, like hammering, you know. And all those stuff bother him, you know. Oh, Jose, how many times you want to be singing the same song or stuff like that, you know. And, you know, it was a great experience, you know, to work with Bobby Cannavale, you know, Cheech Marin, Stockard Channing, Frank Langella, you know, all these people.
Ashley Benson.
Yeah,
a lot of great people in here.
Yeah, yeah. So it was. I felt like, you know, I felt in family. You know, I was like so blessed to be in this movie, and yeah. So it was a great experience for me, and I enjoy very much my character because, you know, like.
You're not being killed in this one, right?
Yeah,
not in this one. Yeah, yeah. But so in all the previous movies, all the time I was killed.
Don't worry, you'll get killed again. It's okay.
So for this, like, when did you find out that you got the role? Like, when you auditioned for this, and did you know who was going to be in this? All star cast, or that it was just a typical audition for you?
It was just like a typical audition. You know, I auditioned, then my agent called me. Oh, you got the call back. And then I never see who's gonna be in the movie because I don't know, I don't like to see that before I book it, you know. Okay. So yeah, I didn't know that this actor's gonna be in the movie, but you know, it was a great experience. I really enjoyed working on this movie.
What do you think you learned just working or hearing, so to speak, from Frank Langella? Because he's done so much. Like, what do you think it was the one thing that you could take away from working with someone like the great Frank Langella?
I mean, he was so, like, so calm, so, like, he was in his, his character, so, he was so, like, quiet, you know, like I think he was in his character. But what I love about him is, you know, the relaxation that he had before doing the scenes, you know. That's one of the things that I love the most about Frank, and also his great experience, you know, like as an actor. And you know, I was talking to him and he told me, Caesar, because he's called me, oh, hey, so he told me, I remember, like, hey, Caesar, could you do this and do, and he told me that in a so nice way, you know, like, so calm. Mm-hmm. That I felt like in family, like family, like, okay. Like I told you, that's, you know,
like awesome. A welcoming experience.
Yeah, like it was like a welcoming experience. Exactly.
Cool. Oh well, that's awesome. And so they could check this out. How could they check out this movie?
Wait. I mean, in all platforms, you know, all digital platforms. Yeah, you can find it online. So
it's called
Lionsgate.
It's Angry Neighbors. Again, it's got Oscar de la... Cesar de la Torre. Yeah. Forgive me. Again, my brain is thinking my other buddy. But Cesar de la Torre, who's in this, it's got Frank Langella, Stockard Channing, Bobby Cannavale, Ashley Benson, Cheech Marin, and a bunch of great other talent in here. And you can check that out. And it's also directed by Warren Brock. So check it out. It's out there on the platforms. And then you also just... I heard that you did a show called Leverage.
Oh yeah, Leverage Redemption.
Awesome.
It was a scene that I did with I did several scenes for the episode 5, season 2 of Leverage Redemption. You can catch me there. It was a great experience working with Noah Weil. You know,
yeah. He was directing it or starring?
He was actually directing it too. Awesome. He was directing the episode and he was acting it. I mean,
is he not one of the nicest guys?
Oh yeah. He was so cool. He was so nice, man.
One of my
yeah.
early jobs acting was on a show called ER. I did an episode. So he was on that, and it was with George Clooney, and he literally. At the end of that, he was so sweet. Him and George Clooney, not that saying that everyone else was, but they especially because more of my scenes were with Noah Wiley. I gave him a card afterwards, and like a lot of times, you know, not everyone does that, but I literally, that's how sweet he was. I had to give him a card at the end. Went to his chair, was like, hey, I want to give you just so, you were so sweet. So it was really nice to hear that you got to work with him and you got to experience that sweetness too.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was a great director and actor. You know, he's. I mean, I felt also like he was kind of like a family, like a brother, you know. I feel, you know, quiet and peace, you know, because I never like to work with directors that you know that they are like in a bad mood, stuff like that. I quit.
Well, so what we're going to do, Jacob Vigils as a guest co-host, yes. Any questions for Cesar de la Torre on any of the projects or anything like that before I get to my, before we wrap this up soon?
Actually, do you prefer doing comedy or do you like to do dramatics?
I prefer to do drama. You know, but I am good in comedy, so
yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, so I enjoy both.
Okay, yeah. Lewis, do you have any?
Do you have any siblings that are also trying to pursue
No, man, I'm only child. I don't have siblings. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All
so
the love
I
goes to you.
I decided to come here by myself without knowing anyone. Wow. Come to the U.S. You know, I didn't know anybody, anyone here in the U.S.
That's amazing, though.
So, I got married quick.
Oh, you got married quick.
That's awesome.
I got divorced, too.
Oh. You did it faster than I did. I lasted 17 years.
Oh, wow.
But I saw your IMDb, and it was really amazing, dude. That's awesome. Really awesome.
Thank you so much.
So any what's the ideal project you like? We'll put that out there. The ideal movie or TV show you like to do, or and is there someone that you would love to work with?
We'll
put that out there.
I want to work like I'm writing my own scripts, you know, right now. And I'm doing actually that martial arts movie I want to do. You know, I already wrote it, so.
Oh,
I hope I can do it in the future.
And then maybe get Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Maybe get Jean-Claude Van Damme. You never know. Yeah.
Okay. So again, so what we want to do, obviously, you could check him out again. Angry Neighbors is out there. Leverage, is it already out? The Leverage episode.
Yeah, it's okay. Out.
So Leverage, you could check that out as well. Any other upcoming projects or anything else that you got? You got your script.
I have one that is probably happening in Dubai. I have to travel to Dubai, but I'm not completely sure yet. So we're just waiting for that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to wrap up the show. We only got a couple minutes left. The show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there, Cesar De La Torre, from the new movie Angry Neighbors, which is out there on digital platforms and streaming, right? I wanted to plug that one more time. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, maybe become an actor, or just follow their dreams in general?
Look, if they like acting, you know, pursue acting, you know, like just follow your heart, you know, your dreams, and don't listen to people that talk shit about, you know, like stuff like that. But just follow your heart, man. Just follow your heart. Be positive. Think positive. I think the most important thing, you know, be positive all the time. Even though in the dark times, you have to think positive and be there all the time, and being consistent is an important thing too.
Okay, awesome. Well, and Jacob Vigil, mm-hmm. You know, since you the first time on here, we'd like to also ask you as a guest co-host, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do voice over. I'm getting tongue-tied into voice artist work or voiceovers. Any inspiring words of wisdom?
I would say there's only two things that I can say right now. Don't be afraid to be a fool. Don't be afraid to act crazy, because with every character with voiceover, you look at the behind the scenes of those great performances that you hear from like animation to movies to video games. They look completely crazy in the booth, and they are phenomenal actors. That's what you have to remember. Don't be afraid to act like a fool. And then also, when times get hard and times get rough, just remember that laughter is the best medicine, and you can't OD, and the refills are free.
Wow, well, there you go. Oh, awesome. You hear that? Hear that, Lewis?
Yeah. I'll put the NyQuil away. I'm joking.
Really quick, more words of wisdom, Lewis. I know you've given some so many times. Really quick.
Just keep pressing forward, dude. Okay. That's all.
Well, one more time, Luis Delgado, social media is for you.
It's Instagram and Facebook is the same. At Luis Delgado, LEWASDELLGAD.
And Jacob Vigil.
Jacob Vigil, VO, JACOBVIGILVO on Instagram.
Awesome. And you got your classes coming up that if you want to sign up for, check it out. Check them out over there.
And any hot single agencies that might need a voice actor, I'm available.
Awesome. Okay. And last but not least, the guest of the hour, actor Cesar De La Torre. One more time, your social medias or websites.
Cesar De La Torre Official. It would be CesarDeLaTorreOfficial.
Official. All right. So again, Angry Neighbors is out. Leverage is out. And then he's got some upcoming stuff. And hopefully you'll get to make that movie. Maybe we'll come back and promote that movie when it comes out. Yeah, hopefully we'll get Jean-Claude Van Damme if you're out there. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? You might even get to work with him finally. Yeah. But again, well, I wish you nothing but the best of luck. God bless you, buddy. Thank you, and congratulations on all your success. Thank you, Jacob Vigil, for coming on, and a great job as guest co-host.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Luis Delgado, once again.
Thank you.
And so again, thank
thank you all. And again, I wish you all nothing but the best of luck. God bless you guys all. And but also want to thank all you lovely people out there from around the world who have been tuning in. I do appreciate all your guys' listenership and loyalty. And I want to wish you guys again one more time a happy new year. Again, I'm so grateful for all you guys. And I guess that's pretty much it. Like to end up my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.